Dr. Rock spinning all the hits here this evening on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Hi, this is Mike Rudd. You're listening to Dr. Rock on 99.1 FM, Yarra Valley FM, that is, and you're loving it.
And this musical special, tribute to JFK. And now here's The Hurry Man with Jackie O. Where were you the day JFK was assassinated?
Smile. When she leaves, she lingers for a while. Turns her head slowly and with style. Ow, 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 yeah. She's Jackie O. She's Jackie O. She's Jackie O. When she moves, she moves like Jackie. Says it all, I just can't let her go. She's the girl everyone would like to know.
Now The Police, born in the 50s, frontman Sting, who'd picked up his guitar 2 years before the Kennedy assassination, worshipped his mother, Audrey Sumner. His earliest memories included her playing piano at their home in England, and at the beginning of this nostalgic tune, he describes how his mother, a hairdresser, reacted to the sad news from another continent. My mother cried when President Kennedy died. He sang in this song from the band's debut album in 1978. She said it was the communists, but I knew better. The Police and Born in the 50s.
Yeah. I'm confident as I look to the future that our chances for security, our chances for peace, are better than they've been in the past. And the reason is because we're stronger. And with that strength is a determination to not only maintain the peace, but also the vital interests of the United States. To that great cause, Texas and the United States are committed.
It was a dark day in Dallas, November 63, the day that would live on in infamy. President Kennedy was a riding high. Good day to be living and a good day to die. He had led to the slaughter like a sacrificial lamb. He said, wait a minute, boys, you know who I am. Of course we do, we know who you are. Then they blew off his head while he was still in the car. Shot down like a dog in broad daylight. Was a matter of timing, and the timing was right. You got unpaid debts, we've come to collect. We're gonna kill you with hatred without any respect. We'll mock you and shock you, and we'll grin in your face. We've already got someone here to take your place. The day they blew out the brains of the king, thousands were watching, no one saw a thing. It happened so quickly, so quick by surprise. Right there in front of everyone's eyes. Greatest magic trick ever under the sun. Perfectly executed, skillfully done. Wolfman, oh Wolfman, oh Wolfman, howl. Rub-a-dub-dub, it's a murder most foul. Hush, little children, you'll understand. The Beatles are coming, they're gonna hold your hand. Slide down the banister, go get your coat. Ferry across the Mersey and go for the throat. There's three bumps coming all dressed in rags. Pick up the pieces and lower the flags. I'm going to Woodstock, it's the Aquarian Age. Then I'll go over to Altamont and sit near the stage. Put your head out the window, let the good times roll. There's a party going on behind the grassy knoll. Stack up the bricks, pour the cement. Don't say Dallas don't love you, Mr. President. Put your foot in the tank and step on the gas. Try to make it to the Triple Underpass. Blackface singer, whiteface clown. Better not show your faces after the sun goes down. I'm in the red light district like a cop on the beat. Living in a nightmare on Elm Street. When you're down on New Bellum, put your money in your shoe. Don't ask what your country can do for you. Cash on the bellhead, money to burn. Dealey Plaza, make a left-hand turn. I'm going down to the crossroads, gonna flag a ride. The place where faith, hope, and charity died. Shoot 'em while he runs, boy. Shoot 'em while you can. See if you can shoot the invisible man. Goodbye, Charlie. Goodbye, Uncle Sam. Frankly, Miss Scarlet, I don't give a damn. What is the truth? Where did it go? Ask Oswald and Ruby Leonard, I know. Shut your mouth, say it, or I slow down. Business is business, and it's a murder most found. Tommy, can you hear me? I'm the ancient queen. I'm riding in a long black Lincoln limousine. Riding in the back seat next to my wife. Heading straight on into the afterlife. I'm leaning to the left, got my head in the lap. Oh Lord, I've been led into some kind of a trap. Well, we ask no quarter, no quarter do we give. We're right down the street from the street where you live. They mutilated his body and they took out his brain. What more could they do? They piled on the pain. But his soul was not there where it was supposed to be at. For the last 50 years, they've been searching for that. Freedom, oh freedom, freedom over me. I hate to tell you, mister, but only dead men are free. Send me some loving, tell me no lies. Throw the gun in the gutter and walk on by. Wake up, little Susie, let's go for a drive. Cross the Trinity River, let's keep hope alive. Turn the radio on, don't touch the dials. Parkland Hospital, only 6 more miles. You got me dizzy, Miss Lizzie, you fill me with lead. That magic bullet of yours has gone to my head. I'm just a patsy like Patsy Cline. Never shot anyone from in front or behind. Got blood in my eye, got blood in my ear. I'm never gonna make it to the new frontier. Superdust film I've seen like before. Seen it 33 times, maybe more. It's vile and deceitful, it's cruel and it's mean. Ugliest thing that you ever have seen. They killed him once and they killed him twice. Killed him like a human sacrifice. The day that they killed him, someone said to me, son, the age of the Antichrist has just only begun. Air Force One coming in through the gate. Johnson sworn in at 2:38. Let me know when you decide to throw in the towel. It is what it is, and it's murder most foul. What's new, pussycat? What I say? A said the soul of a nation will turn away. And it's beginning to go into a slow decay. And that it's 36 hours past Judgment Day. Wolfman Jack, he's speaking in tongues. He's going on and on at the top of his lungs. Play me a song, Mr. Wolfman Jack. Play it for me in my long Cadillac. Play me that only the good die young. Take me to the place Tom Dooley was hung. They say James Infirmary in the court of King James. If you want to remember, you better write down the names. Play it at James 2. Play it, rather go blind. Play it for the man with a telepathic mind. Play John Lee Hooker. Play Scratch My Back. Play it for that strip club owner named Jack. Guitar Slim going down slow. Play it for me and for Marilyn Monroe. Play Please Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. Play it for the first lady, she ain't feeling too good. Play Don Henley, play Glenn Frey. Take it to the limit and let it go by. Play it for Kyle Wilson too. Looking far, far away down Gower Avenue. Play Tragedy, play Twilight Time. Take me back to Tulsa to the scene of the crime. Play another one and another one bites the dust. Play the old rugged cross and in God we trust. Ride the pink horse down that long lonesome road. Stand there and wait for us to explode. Play Mystery Train for Mr. Mystery. The man who fell down dead like a rootless tree. Play it for the reverend, play it for the pastor. Play it for the dog that got no master. Play Oscar Peterson. Play Stan Getz. Play Blue Sky. Play Dickie Betts. Play Art Pepper, Thelonious Monk, Charlie Parker, and all that junk. All that junk and all of that jazz. Play something for the Birdman of Alcatraz. Play Buster Keaton. Play Harry Lloyd. Play Bugsy Siegel. Play Birdie Boy Floyd. Play the numbers. Play the odds. Play Cry Me a River for the Lord of the Gods. Play number 9, play number 6. Play it for Nancy and Stevie Nicks. Play Nat King Cole, play Nature Boy. Play Down in the Boondocks for Terry Marlowe. Play It Happened One Night, that white night of sin. There's 12 million souls that are listening in. Play Merchant of Venice, play Merchants of Death. Play Stella by Starlight for Lady Macbeth. Don't worry, Mr. President. Help's on the way. Your brothers are coming. There'll be hell to pay. Brothers, what brothers? What's this about hell? Tell him we're waiting, keep coming. We'll get them as well. Love Field is where his plane touched down, but it never did get back up off the ground. It was a hard act to follow, second to none. They killed him on the altar of the rising sun. But they missed you for me and that old devil moon. Play anything goes at Memphis in June. Play lonely at the top, and lonely are the brave. Play it for Houdini spinning around his grave. Play Jelly Roll Morton, play Lucille. Play Deep in a Dream and play Driving Wheel. Play Moonlight Sonata in F sharp. And the key to the highway for the king of the harp. Play Marching Through Georgia in Dumbarton's drums. Play Darkness and Death Will Come When It Comes. Play Love Me or Leave Me by the Great Bird Pound. Play the Bloodstained Banner, play Murder Most Foul.
Now here's a group called Was Not Was with 11 Miles an Hour from 1987.
Let the shower at 11 miles an hour.
Even Connie Francis sang about JFK.
A young man rode with his head held high under the Texas sun, and no one guessed that a man so blessed would perish by the gun. Lord, would perish by the gun. A shot rang out like a sudden shout, and heaven held its breath, for the dreams of a multitude of men rode with him to his death. Lord, rode with him to his death.
Those emotive narratives set to music was attempted by Bill Kushner, JFK in That Terrible Day. Keep a tissue handy for this one.
I heard and I knew, 'cause a flag at half mast said it all was true. With a tear in my eye and a sad heavy heart, I knew that the world and this great man were about to part. He took his last breath in that Texas sun. The general died and the battles were still not won. Battles for peace and ones against war. Battles like these and many, many more. A doctor can tell you the reason that he had to die. But I'd like to know the real God-given reason why. Why a man so good and a man so great had to meet so terrible a fate. Though the tears from the world are dried away, I don't think history and time will ever forget that terrible day. A day when a lady shed not a tear as she walked beside the body of her loved one dear. The world laid in sadness and weep, but she just sat, stared and thought of that man asleep. I call him asleep because he's really not dead. A man like that will never die. He'll live on in your heart and my heart. And as long as we have that certain quality in this country called spirit of freedom, his name will ring throughout the halls of history forever. So never to see the rising sun, and never to see a day when it's done, but to always live in this place called life, through the memories of history, your followers, children, and wife.
And here's that wonderful guitarist Ry Cooder with Sleepy John Est's song entitled simply John F. Kennedy.
Late one Friday, everybody will say, we know we better feather than we ever had. But he gone on, gone by. He stayed away too long. Town to town, holding up for a ride. I'm low now. Took the feathers in line, but he gone wrong. Gone. Mention on Island, stayed 9 months old, she beat. Have another mention soon she reached Washington, D.C. He gone home, gone back. Don't know what going on. Go war again. We won't have no home. But he gone home, gone right on. He
This next song was written by Dick Holler, who was also responsible for Snoopy vs. the Red Baron. It was first recorded by Dion DiMucci and the Belmonts in 1968, and the same year by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. The song itself is a tribute to the memory of four assassinated Americans, all icons of social change: Abraham Lincoln, John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Robert F. Kennedy. Here's a version by Moms Mobley at the age of 75. Abraham, Martin and John.
Anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He breed a lot of people, but it seems a good die young. I just looked around and he was gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He breed a lot of people, but it seems a good die young. I just looked around and he was gone.
Gone.
Has anybody here seen my old friend Martin Luther? Can you tell me where he's gone? You know, he freed a lot of people, but it seems a good die young. I just looked around and he was gone. Didn't you love the things he stood for? Didn't they try to find some good for you and me? And we'll be free someday soon. Oh, it's got to be one day. Can you tell me where he's gone? I thought I saw him walking over the hill. Abraham, Martin.
Don't blame the state of Texas for the grave in Arlington. Don't blame her for the grief the whole world knew. Don't blame her for the wicked thing that someone else has done. For Texas is no more to blame, no more to blame than you. Don't blame her for the flame that glows to mark his resting place. Don't blame her for the one last kiss, that final fond embrace. Don't blame her for the sour note the nervous bugler blew. Don't blame the state of Texas, and Texas won't blame you. Thank you.
Oh, the bullets of the false revenge have struck us once again, as the angry seas have struck upon the sand. And it seemed as though a friendless world had lost itself a friend. That was the president, and that was the man. Oh, I still can see him smiling there and waving at the crowd as he drove through the music of the band. And never even knowing no more time would be allowed, not for the president and not for the man. Here's a memory to share, here's a memory to save, of the sudden early ending of command. Yet a part of you and a part of me is buried in his grave. That was the president, and that was the man. It's not only for the leader that the sorrow hits so hard. There are greater things I'll never understand. How a man so filled with life, even death, was caught off guard. That was the president, and that was the man. Everything he might have done and all he could have been was proven by the troubled traitor's hand. For what other death could wound the hearts of so many men? That was the president, and that was the man. Yes, the glory that was Lincoln's never died when he was slain. It's been carried over time and time again. And to the list of honor you may add another name. That was the president, and that was the man. That was the president, and that was the man.
And that was the end of our segment on John F. Kennedy 60 years ago. Where were you when John F. Kennedy was assassinated?
I have chosen this time and place. Discuss a topic on which ignorance too often abounds, the truth too rarely perceived. That is the most important topic on earth, peace. What kind of a peace do I mean, and what kind of a peace do we seek? Not a Pax Americana, enforced on the world by American weapons of war. Not the peace of the grave or the security of the slave. I am talking about genuine peace, the kind of peace that makes life on earth worth living, the kind that enables men and nations to grow and to hope and build a better life for their children. Not merely peace for Americans, but peace for all men and women. Not merely peace in our time, but peace in all time.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You'll excuse the fact that I'm out of breath, but about 10 or 15 minutes ago, a tragic thing, from all indications at this point, has happened in the city of Dallas. Here's a piece of copy that was rushed to me and was torn off from the United Press. President Kennedy has been shot in Dallas.
Along with Governor Connally of Texas, they've been taken to Parkland Hospital there, where their condition is as yet unknown.
And just now, we've received reports here at Parkland that Governor Connally was shot in the upper left chest. And the first unconfirmed reports say the president was hit in the head. That's an unconfirmed report, that the president was hit in the head.
Police began chasing an unknown gunman across a railroad track.
The president's car was some 50 feet, so we heard the first shot, and then as the car got directly in front of us, well, a gunshot from top of the hill hit the president inside the side of the temple.
Where did the shots come from?
The shots came from the hill.
From the hill?
Yes.
Excuse me just a moment, John. There was just word from the hospital that they have dispatched a call for a neurosurgeon.
All we can do now is pray for him, and it's about all we can do.
President's wife, Jackie Kennedy, was not hurt. She walked into the hospital.
A priest has been ordered. Emergency supplies of blood also being rushed to the hospital.
Just a moment. We have a bulletin coming in. We now switch you directly to Parkland Hospital and KBOX News Director Phil Hampton.
Two priests who were with President Kennedy say he is dead.
Just two priests, I understand.
Yes. But it's not the truth, is it?
The flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
Well, I just can't see why anybody would want to shoot Mr. Kennedy for all the things he's done for us and tried to keep us from getting into war and everything.
It's a simple matter, Tom, of a bullet right through the head.
Police made a systematic search of the building. They found no weapon.
We just got the word Lyndon B. Johnson has been sworn in as the President of the United States just prior to a takeoff to return to Washington.
Behind the casket is Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy. They are helping her down. Now, new President Lyndon Baines Johnson.
We have suffered a loss that cannot be waived.
At Bethesda Naval Hospital, the autopsy team has completed work. Now, the body of the slain president and his widow are at last brought home to the White House.
Who do you think would do something like this?
It could be communists, I think.
Probably some segregationist crackpot or something. Just they had it all planned out, and I really believe that his blood will be on their hands.
Well, I know whoever catches him, they deserve the worst.
Here's the suspect. Will you roll it, please?
People have given me a hearing without legal representation or anything.
Did you shoot the president?
I didn't shoot anybody.
I emphatically deny these charges.
This is 24-year-old Lee H. Oswald. He answers the description of a young man sighted at the book depository building.
Police chased Oswald into a movie theater. Police said he fired at them, killing patrolman J.D. Tippett. A rifle was found in a building where he worked.
Police refuse to say whether they have any fingerprints from that weapon as yet. The man obviously was an excellent shot or very lucky in that witnesses said three shots were fired. At least two of them found their marks.
Now, at the Capitol Rotunda, there will be three short speeches before the public is allowed to start viewing the body.
Chief, do you have any concern for the safety of your prisoner?
No, but because necessary precautions will be taken, of course.
Is there any doubt in your mind, Chief, that Oswald is the man who killed the president?
I think this is the man who killed the president.
I'm just a patsy, President.
So great is the crush outside the Capitol that people who have not been in line can't possibly.
We are now switching to Dallas, where they are about to move Lee Oswald and where there's a scuffle.
Lee
Harvey Oswald, the man who Dallas police say killed President Kennedy, himself is dead. The man Dallas police seized at the scene and are holding has been identified as Jack Ruby. He is being held by the Dallas police. Now back to Washington.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety or surprise, the end. Can you picture what will be? So live madness and free, desperately in need of some stranger's hand in a desperate land.
Yeah.